Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on The Grave Talks, the prisoners who remain at the Nevada State Prison. A conversation with Susan Bernard. From lethal gas to lethal injection, death loomed large within the walls of the Nevada State Prison, claiming the lives of more than 40 of Nevada's most notorious criminals. But amidst the shadows of execution chambers and the whispers of the departed, there lies a darker tale, one of spirits that linger long after their sentences have been served. Despite its closure in 2012, the Nevada State Prison remains a site of eerie fascination. Chilling reports of paranormal activity persist to this day. From the mess hall to the shower rooms, former staff, inmates, and investigators all report spine-tingling encounters with apparitions and unexplained phenomena. Today on The Grave Talks, The Hauntings of the Nevada State Prison, a conversation with Susan Bernard. So, Susan, I'm really excited to dive into talking about the Nevada State Prison today. And tell me a little about you. What is your connection to the prison?
First of all, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for doing this.
We just love this. First of all, I really got involved with Nevada State Prison back in 2013. It ended up to where I went in to do an investigation, and that was after it was closed in 2012. And then we have a little background with the prison. My husband's great-grandfather was Matt Penrose. He was actually the 21st warden of Nevada State Prison from 1925 to 1935. So that's kind of how I got really involved. I wanted to keep going with the family tradition, being involved with Nevada State Prison, and also to show people that in prison, it's not about demons, devils, and all that. You know what? These are souls. Mm-hmm. And whether they were bad, whether they didn't do a crime, but they were committed, you know, one time they were human, they made mistakes. My big thing is to have the public realize when you walk in there, you can actually have full-on conversations with these spirits and they will talk back with you. And it's just not the men we have in there, Carol. It all started, it used to be a Warm Springs hotel back in the 1860s.
Wait, the prison started as a hotel?
Correct.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So when I have people come in, because, you know, I run the Nevada State Prison Paranormal, you know, they get women, they get kids, they get all kinds of voices. And they look at me like, why am I getting this little boy? And I have to explain to them, it was a hotel called Warm Springs Hotel, 1860. The prison actually bought it in 1862. And we took it over. Eventually, the hotel would burn with the little jail house that it had in it that we put in that hotel. And then that's when we began to build the big Nevada State Prison out of the quarry.
Now, what triggered your interest in the paranormal?
Well, I think if I can say for everybody, I mean, a lot of people I talk to, it's when you lose a loved one, mm-hmm. and you're trying to figure out, you know, is there something after life? I lost my mom. She was 47 to cancer. And I've had some run-ins with my mom. I feel her around me. I do know she comes and goes. Mm-hmm. I can feel her. But that got me really interested with this to learn more. And to see what's going on out there, not to say we've just, and it's whoever believes in whatever. If you believe in God, if you believe in whatever higher power, we all have to go somewhere, our souls. And right, I believe my mom comes and goes. That's how I really got involved. I did start a investigation group called Shadow Seekers of Nevada. And I did that in 2013, and that's when I went to the Nevada State Prison with my team, and we checked everything out, and then that's when I got a hold of Preservation Society with Nevada State Prison, and I said, I think, you know, I can help you guys, because it's a nonprofit organization, and I said, this place needs to be seen. You know, people out there, investigators especially, they need to see how beautiful this place is, what I see. And so they welcome me, and I am on the board with the Nevada State Prison Preservation Society. So everything I bring in with these investigations goes right back into the prison. I am, and I will always be, and we got to remember this, all of us are volunteers. And that's what I am. I've been a volunteer from the beginning until the end. We don't get paid, but we do this because of the love of the building and just the history.
And let's talk about the history of the building, because you just had mentioned that it started as a hotel, and then in 1862, they built on to the hotel, is maybe how it started?
Correct. What happened, it was in 1850, and you actually had, his name was Mr. Curry, and Curry had come from Utah, and he decided he wanted to build a hotel. Now, you have to remember, back in the 1800s, you had Virginia City, Lake Tahoe, Reno, Carson, but this hotel was built on the outskirts of the town, so these travelers from Virginia City would go to the hotel and then stay there and then maybe head up to Tahoe. They did have Warm Springs on the property, and that was what the hotel was known for. Now, that hotel actually operated for 2 years, and then that's when the Nevada State came in. And at that time, we weren't even a state. We were a territory. We were not a state until 1864, but we had bought it 1862. And yes, they did put some cells next to the hotel, and it did you know, it was built along the side of the hotel. Eventually that had burnt down. It caught on fire. One of the prisoners had started a fire. So they actually had to tear everything down and then they start building what we have there today. And that all started in 1862.
And it is, from looking at photos anyway, it looks like a very large facility and it housed a lot of prisoners.
Oh, yeah. A lot of prisoners. At the time, they were saying that the prisoners, there was probably around 215, but it could house a lot more. But what they were doing is we have two parts of a prison. We have the lower yard, which is the oldest. That was built, like I said, 1862. But as the prison grew, they had to build on the upper yard, which came in 1985. Now, the big thing a lot of people don't know, when we did open up this prison, it was a co-ed. So the women were housed on the left side, which we call the women's cell yard. And we have a bullpen over there. And then the men were housed, but they were never together. The women would have to exercise on top of the building where the men could exercise in the yard. Eventually, it was getting so crowded with men that they had to move the women out. And that happened approximately in the 60s. They had to move the women out.
And this housed some pretty hardened criminals.
Oh, yes. Yes. And believe it or not, we have a couple of them still hanging out.
I am not surprised.
Yeah. We have Carol Cole. And I had a very, very good friend. His name was Max. He was a CO there. And he told me some stories about Carol Cole. He said that he sat there when Carol Cole had his attorney. And the attorney was saying, hey, Carol, you don't have to go to the death chamber. And he said, no, I have to go. Because if I ever get out, I'll keep killing. Oh. He's already killed 15 women.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot more, though. But he didn't really put his name on all of them. But he did tell his attorney, I killed more than 15. And what made Carol Cole bad, his mom, when she raised him, and he told this story with Max sitting there, that his mom told him, you could be a boy or a girl because your name's Carol. And she would put him in little dresses. And as he grew up, you know, he was abused. So when he got older and started being with women, he started killing them, strangling them. And it just got worse. That was his thing, just to kill women. Now, if we're in the prison and we want to talk to Mr. Cole, we don't call him Carol. He cannot stand Carol. We call him Mr. Cole, or he goes by Eddie. And we've seen him in the death chamber. I've got pictures of him standing in there. And he will choke a woman out.
Oh.
And I tell everybody, we got to be careful. Oh, yeah. He'll put his finger right in your throat if you're a woman.
Now, that's terrifying.
Yes. Yes.
But you find that by treating him with respect, calling him by the name he prefers, that then he has some more respect for that?
Correct. Correct. I mean, he's never, I mean, he'll let you know you're there or he's there. But the thing is, and I warn everybody, you know, please don't call him Carol because he'll react. Well, I've had a couple of women do that. And of course, they felt a hand around their neck. So, you know, if you respect them, they respect you. He does whisper in your ear. He'll sigh. I mean, I just had an investigation on Tuesday, and a gentleman said, I was up there in the death chamber, and I heard in my ear, not once, but three times. I said, well, that's Mr. Cole.
The prison was also the site of the first gas chamber in the world and was tell me if I'm right here, was first used in 1924?
Exactly. But before 1924, we actually got this Chinese gentleman in. He was in a gang. His name was Guy John. And what happened to him when he ended up at NSP, they ended up trying to gas him in his cell. And at this time, nothing's legal. So what they were throwing were cyanide tablets in his cell and water. And of course, that didn't work. So they ended up pulling him out of there. And then they put him in a butcher shop. And they did that. This poor guy went through so much. They put him in a butcher shop, and it was 11 by 10. They tied him up to a chair. There was a small window where people were witnessing this. And they started, you know, pumping the cyanide in there, which was a hydrocyanic acid, into the chamber. However, it was 52 degrees instead of the ideal of 75 degrees, which makes that acid more, it doesn't liquefy. So when it's colder, it had liquefied into a puddle on the floor, which left Guy John nodding up and down for 6 minutes. And then rumors have it, it took him 17 minutes to die in the butcher shop. Now, that's when our great-grandfather, Matt Penrose, came in. And he witnessed this because he was getting ready to be a warden in 1925. So he witnessed Guy John's death in February 8th of 1924. And when he saw how he died, he said, I will never put a man in that much pain when we have to put them, you know, kill them. He said, I will make this right. So he had a legal gas chamber built on the property. And that's where executions did take place. Eventually, that building started leaking. So now we have another gas chamber that was put in. And that one is actually the one that was active until 2016. And that actually gassed probably around, I would say, 28 guys. The legal one.
Now, how long was the prison in operation as a prison? Because you just mentioned 2016, so pretty relatively recently.
Right. Actually, we opened it up, like I said, in 1862, and we closed it in 2012. However, the gas chamber was still active until 2016. So it was never used again. Just so you know, the last time it was used was in 1976.
But in case they needed it.
Right. Right. And now it's it looks like how it looked. Nothing in there is, you know, brand new. When they left the prison, it still has the buckles on there, the hand restraints. Mm. It also has the pad, the sheet, the pillow. And we do keep that area locked. You can see the death chamber. We have a viewing room. So you don't have to be in there. The spirits come out and talk to you.
Now, with that, because it was built in 1860s and was in operation for so long, it makes me think part of the building, you know, either had to have gone under some extensive renovations, or it was probably not a great place to be imprisoned.
Well, I can tell you, probably in 1862 to the early 1900s, it was a cold prison.
I bet.
Again, it was made out of quarry. So the quarry actually comes out of what the prison is built around. So they would take the quarry out, and they did add on to the prison as it grew. So, yeah, it was pretty cold. I couldn't imagine being there in those days. The old cells, there's no heater, there's no air conditioner. And I tell you what, when it's like 105 here, it's like 120 inside that building. So
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I tell a lot of people, you know, they're saying, oh, I'd like to come in the summer. And I try to explain to them, it's going to be really hot. We're here at night, but it's hot. So I try to do investigations, you know, February, March, April, May, some June, if people want to come in. And then I go into September, October.
So my guess is after they removed the prisoners in 2012 and relocated them, did it just sit empty for quite a while? Was the state kind of like, what do we do with this building?
Actually, it became historical.
Okay.
In 2012, the preservation came in. And that's when the preservation came together and said, we need to make this a historical place. You know, I mean, it's part of Nevada. This was the beginning of our history. We are the first prison. We had hangings and shootings. We also had the gas chamber and lethal injection. But back in the early or late 1800s, you can choose to be hung or to be shot. So, and we actually have all the pictures of those inmates hanging in the execution area. But one man wished he decided to be shot. Can you imagine? He had actually a machine gun pointed at him and he was shot. And that happened back on, his name was Andrea Murfovich, and he was shot, and he was actually shot on May 14th of, 1913. So there's just so much history in here. And not only that, Carol, we actually have a sloth that is embedded into our quarry. So we have footprints of sloths that, like, we're preserving.
Like the actual animal sloth?
Yes. Millions of years old.
Wow.
So this land goes back way, way, way back. The hot springs that runs underneath the area, you know, that was an ideal place for back in the day when your Native Americans lived on the land. So not only, you know, did the white man come in and build the hotel and all, but this was Native American land at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with that, there's a lot more in there. We have skinwalkers. I have shapeshifters. I've seen it all. And with that said, is because of all the energy that has been on that land, you know, as it turned into a prison.
Well, and then you think about, there's the water there, the springs, the quarry. You know, it seems like there could be some conduits to help with the paranormal activity as well.
Absolutely.
And then you build a prison on, and all of that energy and emotion, and, you know, there would be a lot of darkness in a prison. I like to think, you know, it's not, I don't know, I've never been a prisoner, but I think it would be intense to be there.
It really is. And this is the thing. I do have on our Facebook, I've had some prisoners that used to house there get a hold of me, and they would tell me they'd be sitting in their cell at night and they would see this black shadow go by every night. It would go by. I've had these prisoners tell me they would see an old lady in a rocking chair in the outside of their cell, just rocking, and then disappear. Now, is that from Warm Springs Hotel? Because it's not from the prison. And I always tell people that this was a Warm Springs Hotel. You know, back in the day, there was nothing around that hotel. So if someone died, they probably walked out and had a little burial area, buried them, who says the prison's not over that?
Right. And that would make some sense, actually.
Right. Right. Because I get kids. I have a little boy that always says, help me. Oh. You know, I buy a ticket. We have a little boy saying that. Is he saying that because there was a stagecoach that came through and he wants to buy a ticket? I mean, I try to take these answers that these spirits give me and figure them out. But the little boy comes up to me and he'll hold my pinky. I can feel him. And you feel this cold breeze, but then I feel him just grab my pinky. And I've gotten the name Sebastian, and I've had other people do recordings, and they're going, we got the name Sebastian. That just validates everything.
Yeah, because some of them, obviously, with it being a prison, there would be records. Maybe not going back into the 1800s, you know, some of that could be lost over time, maybe a fire or something.
Yes. But
some of it you might be able to trace back, but some of it you wouldn't be able to, like a little boy. Why would he be there?
Right. Why do I have a woman, you know, just screaming in there? You know, I mean, back in the day, we have to think we were by mining camps. Were there prostitutes in the hotel? We don't have any of those records because when the hotel burnt down, a lot of records burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a Sarah. Tammy and I are just sitting there just talking with our recorder going. We turn it off and we play it back and we hear, Sarah, hee, and she kind of giggles. And so we continue to try and get her back. But I believe that when you investigate, you got to be there at the right time, the right place, and it's a dimension. If we are in that dimension, those spirits are talking to us. The next day, it could be a different dimension with other spirits. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but we have two types of aliens at the prison.
So what, and by two types of aliens, what would that entail?
Well, we've took some pictures. I have a gray that showed up. And then in the death chamber, one of my docents, Casey, was taking a picture. And then she comes downstairs, goes, oh my gosh, you won't believe, look at this. And I'm looking at it going, where's the death chamber? Let's go back up there and see this. It was gone. But it looks like a praying mantis. It has big black eyes. It has a little mouth extending out. And it was coming out of the wall.
Oh.
And she was there at the right time and caught it. People will say, well, maybe that's a demon. Or no, it's not a demon. I believe if you go in with good intentions, you're not going to get those. We go in with good intentions. And why I say you alone? Because we get lights in the yard coming from the ground going up. A light from the sky coming down, like a beam of light.
Oh, yeah.
And then we start getting weird activity. You could be in the culinary and hear footsteps. Some people go, what's going on the two-story of the culinary? And no, there's not two-story, that's the roof. And nobody can get up there. And they said, well, I heard something like rain back and forth and, you know, it didn't feel human. I mean, it's amazing what these investigators dig up and find. And, you know, they can't get enough of this place.
I think it's interesting because the big difference between you and I, if somebody would show me a picture like that, I would be, hell no. And you said, I want to go see it. Like, you go in. I respect that. Like, you wanted to go check it out.
No. Yeah, well, I have to, you know, I want to verify and, you know, make sure. But this is another thing with, if you go like to my page, you can actually see the pictures of these aliens. I do have them on my website, on Facebook.
Now, when the Preservation Society came in after it closed, Was that difficult to talk them into doing paranormal things there, or were they pretty open to it?
Well, I can say one thing. None of the board members believe in afterlife. They don't believe in ghosts or anything. And they said, oh, okay, if you think you can do that, and we can raise money and go back into the prison. Now, when I go to my board meetings and I play what I caught or I show them pictures, now their mouths are hitting the ground going, wow.
Have you got any of them to do an investigation with you?
Well, actually, I've always invited them, but now they're a lot older. Yeah. But I do have a CO that's with me. I had him start this with me because he worked there and he was a non-believer whatsoever. His name's Joe Kingsley. And we were in the call in there and he goes, well, if there are spirits here, Susan, I have this guy. I want to see if he could show me a sign. I said, well, keep talking about him. I'll take pictures. So he's talking, I'm taking pictures. We look at my picture. There's a round orb in front of him with the letter J. J for Joe, for him. I said, look at this. He was like, what? And he's heard voices now. He hears them say my name because I was recording in there and you hear my spirits go, Susan. I always get, it's Susan, Susan, where is Susan? Everybody will come to me, listen to my recorder, they're asking where you're at, you and Joe. So, you know, it's kind of cool that, you know, they know we're there. And I think they know we're there for good intentions.
And when he worked at the prison, I'm going to guess he didn't have any experiences at that time, but he was also working and in charge of a lot of employees and prisoners, you know, that would be a very active job. And I would think to really experience the paranormal, I mean, not always by any means, but being in the building when it's quiet and not so much going on, that you could pick up on more.
Joe said he never even was scared, didn't feel anything, but when you're working and, you know, you're doing your job, you know, they didn't think about it or they didn't want to talk about it. Like a lot of the prisoners, they aren't told of me. They said, if we would have said what we saw back then and we were in prison, they would have thought we were crazy. So a lot of your prisoners and some of the guards did feel and see things, but they wouldn't talk about it because it was not accepted.
Right. Prison's hard enough. And then you add in something like everybody thinks you're weird or full of it.
Right.
You know, that's the last thing you'd want.
Exactly. So, and that was Joe's thing. You know, he said, I wouldn't experience anything. If I did, I don't think I'd say anything. But I've had other COs tell me there were areas they didn't like going at night. And they wouldn't tell anybody, but it would be the third and fourth floor. Because I do have a cell house that has four floors of cells. And they said when they get to the third and fourth, they didn't want to walk down to the end. There was something stopping them, and they'd turn around and go back. So, you know, a lot of people had that feeling. And then again, the inmates told me about the old lady in the rocking chair that was on the fourth floor. And the shadow person was also in the cell house. And there's been times, Carol, we'll go sit up there, Tammy and myself, in a cell by ourselves, and we'll hear boots and whistling. We hear boots walking, whistling like that. And we'll look at each other and go, oh my gosh, I wonder if that's an, you know, an old CO that passed
here.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
Gordon. Yeah, yeah, and his boots. And then, I mean, gosh, I could go on and on. I have so many stories of this place, you know. It just excites me to know that, you know, these guys, unfortunately, they're still there. But like I've told you before, whether you believe in God, whoever your God is, it could be whoever, but I believe these guys, this is their hell. Like Carol Cole. He is stuck. I had walked in and told him, do you want to go? I've opened this door. Can you leave? And on my recorder I got, I can't go. So then I really felt that, you know, he is paying for what he did. And maybe his judgment is, you know, hey, until you get it, then you can come or you stay here. You know, but I've never had any bad spirits other than Carol Cole choke me, hurt me. I've felt them kind of tell me, get out of that area. I hear them. And some people look at me odd, but you know, I've got a story. I need to tell you this one story. I had these four young kids come from San Diego. Two of these guys never investigated. They're up on the third floor. And I'm in the yard watching them. And the windows, you see flashlights going back and forth really fast. And I'm kind of chuckling, going, oh, no, they're scared. I hear a voice in my head says, take a picture. So I start taking a picture and I zoomed in. Standing at the window is a huge, huge guy, bald head, looking out at me. And you could see these two guys behind him. So those are the kind of things that happen there. So when those guys came down, I said, I don't know if I should show you this right now. And they're like, what? They said, we kept hearing stuff up there. You hear people walking and they're talking. And I said, well, look what was standing in front of you. One of the guys said, can I sit in your office? I'll wait for them for 2 hours. I'm not going back in there. He was so scared. But nothing bad happened. You know, it's just the voices, the walking, and whoever. And again, I'll send you that picture, Carol.
Do. I would like to see it.
Oh, it's crazy. But those are things I catch all the time, like in the culinary. I hear take a picture. So every time I take a picture, something does show up. I took three pictures because that's like the paranormal rule. Take three pictures. On the third picture, you see lights. On the first two, you don't see them. So then I had Jack Osborne come out and he did a show there and he took a Polaroid and goes, is this where Susan took that picture? And the guy said, yeah. So he takes a Polaroid. He goes up to a cell house. He decides to pull that picture out. And guess what? It showed a portal. It showed this blue light going in a circle in the same area where I get it. So there are things like that that you, you know, can't really give an answer to. What is that? Is it a portal? Is it a way in and out? Is it a doorway? We don't know. But that area is so active, Carol.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the Nevada State Prison with Susan Bernard. If you'd like information on tours and paranormal investigations, find that information on their Facebook page. Just search Nevada State Prison Paranormal. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, you'll get everything commercial free. Then become a gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.